Nick Elliott, international music photographer and host of Sound and Nick's Vision, in one delightful 57-minute monthly bundle.
Never in 47 editions of Sound and Nick's Vision did I ever think he'd be starting Sound and Nick's Vision 48 off with a Suzanne Vega track, but that just goes to show the surprises that Nick, our photographer, well, actually he's the world's photographer, rock art photographer, Nick Elliott, can bring to the world. How are you, Nick?
I'm very well, Alex. Enjoying the sun. It's a lovely day out there and I'm glad to be back.
It's almost a summer special as we progress through the merry month of May and obviously head into June and all sorts of other bits and pieces. It's going to be midsummer Sound and Nick's Vision, but we have got the welcome sound of Ben Lewis with us. How are you, Ben?
Hello, yeah, I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent. Welcome sound of Ben Lewis. And of course, I'm the equally welcome sound of Sue Royce is with us as well. How are you, Sue?
Hello, I'm very well. It's Scorcho!
Moving swiftly on.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
the sort of thing which...
Is that what it means?
Yes!
Right.
Looking ahead in terms of things that equally might be surprising, which you probably won't have actually covered on the programme before, I see on the 31st of May at the New Theatre at Royal Lincoln, we actually have Sooty and Sweep, and more importantly, as far as Sue and Nick are concerned, Sweep's Levitating Sausage, which I think is amazing.
Really? I bet that's an afternoon.
Very rock and roll.
I thought so. I've waited for quite some time to actually go into that. What sort of theme have we got for the show today? Or is it just a case of, look, we've got Suzanne Vega, we've got Jimmy Nail, we've got The Police, we've got Prince, we've got Eddie Vedder. Make your own theme up.
We've done a bit of reflecting.
A bit of reflecting?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of people on this list I've done some stuff with, so,
in the past. Have you not got a home to go to? No matter how far in this world you travel, no matter how fast you run, still can't get a long, long way from home. Here it come again, that man in the mask, telling me I have to go home, telling me I have to go. With his finger and waving at them, telling me I have to go home, telling me I have to go home again. Don't wanna go home, I don't wanna go home no more. Shaking and free, just when I get to thinking that he's gone from me, he seemed to have a hold upon my soul. Here it come again, that man in the mask, telling me I have to go home, telling me I have to go home again. It's Jimmy Nail. He don't want to go home. It's all right, Jimmy. You can always stay in the corner somewhere, I'm sure. So what were you doing with Jimmy Nail then, Nick Elliott?
I'm really just a massive fan of everything he did.
Everything?
Obviously, yeah. On the back of Barbados Empire, really. One of my all-time favourite programmes. Never actually worked with Jimmy, but have with Susan Vega. She features in all four of my folk festival books.
Right. That's four folk festival books.
Four festival books.
I'm glad you actually said that, otherwise we'd be into four candles.
It could be.
Different line entirely. Okay, Ben will be keeping a score in terms of where he's sitting as far as musical choices. Jimmy Nail, of course, was doing his stuff before you actually emerged on the planet, I believe, Ben.
Probably. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. Like most of Nick's music, I think, is all my, you know...
PBC.
Pre-Ben Lewis.
Exactly.
You just had your education completed, Ben.
I'm familiar with a lot of the artists he picks over.
The Police, of course, who we've spoken about regularly, and I noticed on this particular aspect you were quite precise when you actually sent in the request for this particular playlist, Nick. You said it's not going to be Synchronicity 1, it's got to be number 2.
It's only got to be 2.
Why is that there?
It's just far, far superior to 1.
And frustration, we don't hold.
I don't know whether I prefer the Synchronicity one. I really don't. Still
really?
Don't mind.
No. Far better.
Synchronicity the second, or Synchronicity 11, I suppose. No, Synchronicity 2.
Could be 11.
Okay, it's time for another little perky purple chap to actually come through wearing his beret and such like. That would be Prince. I notice you're wearing your official Prince tribute beret this very day.
I am. Which is indeed. Very good. But it's not red.
You're not getting
it's not
a
red beret.
Raspberry. It's black. Yeah.
It's more kind of Nick Elliott channels his inner franglais.
Our raspberries not
I
red.
Think a stripy jumper, some onions, that would make the whole thing.
I knew you'd go down the continental route.
It's always very
I knew
important.
You would.
Or a painting palette.
Ah, no, you see, there's an educated lad. I mean, a lad you know, thinking outside the box.
Art, isn't it? Exactly. You've got the rock and the art there.
He could go far. This guy could go far.
Exactly. That's the important side of things. He would probably actually make gold.
There's a mountain, and it's mighty high. You cannot see the top unless you fly. And there's a molehill, a proven ground. And ain't nowhere to go if you hang around. Everybody wants to sell what's already been sold. Everybody wants to tell what's already been told. Money if you ain't gonna break the mold. Even at the center of the fire, there is coal. All that glitters ain't gold. All that glitters ain't gold. There's an ocean of despair. There are people living there. They're unhappy and each and every day. But hell is not fashion. So what you're trying to say? Everybody wants to sell what's already been sold. Everybody wants to tell what's already ain't gold.
You are now an official member of the New Power Generation. Welcome to the Dawn.
I suppose you could say that's nice, being officially a member of the New Power Generation.
I always thought you were.
Did you? No, I think it wasn't official until Prince's backing people actually said that, yeah. Is this the time, I know we don't normally do this on Sound Next Vision, I talk over the intro, but I mean, basically hear them going, nah, nah, for the next 90 seconds. Do you really want to have that?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't cut it. We do full length here.
Indeed, it's always full length. You know the rules, Alex.
Golden Prince, which was going well for me until the last 40 seconds, really, 90 seconds. What did you think, Ben?
Oh, I was really impressed by it. It was really good.
He's just trying to extend the goodness, that's all.
Had you worked with Prince at all? Or were you
unfortunately not.
Did he inspire you to any particular photographic shapes?
No, not really. He was a true artist, though. A true artist.
How can people get in touch with you, Nick, if they want to actually see true photographic artistry?
They can go to any of the social medias. I'm everywhere. Across the world, worldwide. And,
are you on Snapchat?
No, I'm not on there.
Well, there we are, you see.
No, okay.
That's too much trouble even for you.
You caught me out.
Yeah, just a line. I just sort of bowled it out from that point of view. Coming up, of course, Eddie Vedder. Now, why have you gone for Eddie Vedder?
This is a great album. I was introduced to this album probably about 12 months ago. Solo album that he did. And it's top draw. Top draw. Very special friend of mine introduced me to it. So,
would you like to introduce the next piece of music there?
It's called Long Night.
Have no fear for when I'm alone, I'll be better off. Than I was before. I've got this life. I'll be around to grow. Who I was before, I cannot recall. Long nights allow me to feel I'm falling. I am falling, the lights go out. Let me feel I'm falling. I am falling safely to the ground. I'll take this soul that's inside me now, like a brand new friend, I'll forever know. I've got this life in the will to show. I will always be better than before. Long nights allow me to feel I'm falling. I am falling, the lights go out. Let me feel I'm falling. I am falling safely to the
in many ways, I'm thinking, the sound that you get there.
I don't want to say it, but if we're going to go down that
route. You see, once again, you get a photographer in and they've got no microphonic discipline whatsoever, really, just yelling out the whole thing. It's the first time in 48 shows that we've actually had people muttering on when the microphones have been going.
Is it really? Are we muttering on?
Big sign, though, it says Mic Live. Does it actually impact people at all?
I didn't know Mike had come.
still, you know, it's this kind of thing which clearly shows a naivete when it comes to the whole thing. A naivete.
Okay.
I was just about to say, I felt to a certain extent that Eddie Vedder sounded a little bit like Cat Stevens there. Bit like Cat Stevens. I was getting a kind of notion of Cat Stevens and the
American
warbles.
Accent didn't kind of throw you off,
No, I definitely got the warbles of Cat Stevens. Okay. There. Ben, if I said Baker Street, would you have any idea as to the next...
Yeah,
exactly. But in particular, it was a major hit for the next solo chap who sadly is no longer with us. So let me just see. Yes, the second... artist who we can say R.I.P. on the programme today. It's another choice from yourself, Jerry Rafferty. Now, is this something which personally you actually consistently say you will get it right next time, or is it something you're actually levelling at Sue Royce in terms of...
I wouldn't point the finger.
Really?
Sue Royce.
You're not point the finger?
Goodness me, no. No.
Do you think she ever gets
face
it wrong?
Sue in a known combat? I don't think so.
Next time.
Wise.
I'll leave that to you.
Wise.
If you love video games, be sure to join the Brit and Aussie duo Jake the Voice and Hyperion on the Cyberdev.
We've got the latest news, exclusive interviews, bad voice acting in video game samples, and much more.
After all, it is approved by...
me, Duke Nukem.
Kane from Command and Conquer.
Agent 47.
Master Chief of the Halo series.
And more. So if you love video games and heavy metal, check out the Cyber Den.
Live every Wednesday, 10 till 12, here on Siren Radio.
Biscuit, along with Rich Tea, and the Commodores, easy like Sunday morning, and yet it's a Thursday evening, a Thursday night. How do you actually square that when it's not easy like Sunday morning?
You could do easy on a Thursday evening.
Think so?
Plus he's got a great guitar solo in there.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, that wasn't Lionel playing the guitar.
No, I know.
Because he's a singer.
I know.
with the Commodores.
I know.
Which was all we were listening to. Do you remember Easy in Commodores in any way?
Well, I'm familiar with the song, but I don't remember it as if it was like, you know, when I was young, it sort of popped out.
Frequently used for the TV commercials, sadly. It's very sad reflection, so many
so
popular
adults.
Music things. Yeah, could well be, could well be. So, Easy, pointless really, you wouldn't, because you're not an easy girl, are you?
Oh, how do you happen to like that song?
Well, there we are. So far, Suzanne Vega, Jimmy Nail, The Police, Prince, Eddie Vedder, Jerry Rafferty and the Commodores. Any one of those currently in the lead for you, Ben?
It's got to be, I don't know, I think I'd have to go with the last one. I think that's when
Commodores.
The best one. Yeah.
Really? Now, Ben is a football aficionado. Obviously, he'll be putting in to be the next manager of Brighton and Hove Albion, who might have already been appointed by the time Sound and Next Vision's May special actually heads off. My outside bet, Mark Hughes. Anyway, in terms of that, it's fair to say that as far as Nick is concerned, not a football fan, really, Nick.
No.
No. So, not a football fan.
Wrong shape ball, I'm afraid.
So why have you actually chosen Jim Kerr and his band with the theme to what effectively Sky and Rupert Murdoch and all of that malarkey launched their whole footballing sequence with? It was an anthem for the whole opening sequence of the Premiership, without which, frankly, the multimedia
really?
Area that we've come to appreciate today would not have been there. I mean, I was thinking, are you converting to becoming an aficionado of the sacred game?
No, I just didn't know.
And if you had known, would it have impacted on your choice?
No, I still played it. I've worked with these guys. Great, great track. Good band.
Jim Kerr, of course. Mm. Name some other members of Simple Minds.
Now, there's only one original.
And
that name's gone by.
Can't remember.
Only one original.
And is that Jim Kerr?
No, Jim Kerr and I think...
And one other.
Yeah, I think he's a guitarist. Yeah. I think he's the guitarist is the original.
Scottish, of course.
Yeah.
Don't you forget about me. That's not what we're playing. We're playing this.
Never quit.
Back in the halcyon days of volume 45 and 46, we were teasing ahead to some of the events that Nick Elliott was going to be involved with this year. How far have we gone with the tease, or is it still under wraps, Nick?
Still under wraps for a while longer.
A while longer. So we're looking at autumn then.
Well, it could be. In the pitching process, you know, so putting the things together and putting the pitches together, etc., etc. So, there will be lots to say.
Of course.
There will.
Do you still have your clothing outlet going?
Yes, I do.
And how can people get hold of Keep Music Live apparel?
Well, that's nickelliott.shop. They can buy off there, have a look at everything on there.
And do you still offer online tutorials for budding photographers?
Yes, I do. That's nickelliott.academy.
It's like a shameless sort of series of plugs from this point of view, honestly.
Indeed.
And is it different for girls?
Could be.
Just be me, but maybe I just detect a hint of bitterness there from Joe Jackson. Maybe he should have been stepping out more. Ben, we have reached almost the final piece of music on volume 48 of Sound and Next Vision, and which one kind of has been floating about? Are you still sticking with Commodores and Easy? Are you going to be persuaded to go Simple Minds, Alive and Kicking? Or have you rethought Suzanne Vega, Jimmy Nail, The Police and Prince, and thought, I might go for that loot route?
Well, I've always liked The Police, but I even bought an album when I was probably, I think it was about 10. But
don't stand so close to me.
Exactly. I was just so lonely, you know.
But, Roxanne.
Exactly.
Message in a bottle.
Yeah, exactly. Walking that's what told me. I got the message in a bottle and I decided I wanted to buy the album.
King of Pain.
Exactly. Mm. No, we'll move on.
It's not our show,
last song, actually. I did enjoy the last song, but I'd have to say Take It Easy. Yeah,
that's, just easy.
Easy.
And what about yourself, Sue Rice?
Difficult choices between Simple Minds or Prince for me. I think it's got to be Prince. Although it's a close one.
If I throw in Stevie Wonder and I Believe When I Fall in Love?
Nope.
No.
Ben, I won't change my mind.
No. I like Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, I like Stevie Wonder, but it's not...
But not I Believe When I Fall in Love.
No.
It's nothing to do with Nat King Cole, I don't think, anyway. Nick, that is pretty much it for volume 50... No, 48.
No, 40...
Because obviously
48.
It was 50, so it wouldn't
be, not 50. Be premature.
Going to be a bit. Well, I don't know.
4 years, though. 4 years.
I know.
Who would have thought it?
Young love.
And a reminder as to how people can stay in touch with Sound and Next Vision.
Press office, dickelliott.info.
And they can listen back to most of the podcast as well.
They can, so do indeed. All on that.
Two free days. They could actually listen to 48 hours worth.
Yes, they could. Amazing. Sit there for a complete week, or your working week.
Yeah, exactly. What do we say to actually wrap up with for those three words that obviously help us through to the next volume, which will be volume 49? A 1, 2, 3.
Keep music live!
I believe when I fall in love.